Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The other weekend, I went to an English pub. Actually, not just the one. I went to two English-style pubs. Well, it wasn't an English pub. It was in Japan. But, you know, an English-style Japanese pub. And if you think this sounds familiar, it's because I talked about going to an English-style Japanese pub, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 episodes ago, maybe. So I've been living in Japan for just over a year now. And for that, I think for that whole year, first year I was here, I didn't go to any English-style pubs whatsoever. And then all of a sudden, we go to one, and then the week, was it the week after, weekend after, or something like that, we go to another two in the same day. So, I don't know, at this moment in time, we're just going like English pub crazy. I don't know if we're going to go to any more in the near future, maybe so. So anyway, I'll tell you a bit about that experience today. So, this pub we went to was a lot closer to home. The last time we went, it was about, I think, an hour and a half away. We managed to find one that was half an hour away, so much easier to get to. And it was a quiet experience. I don't know if the pub became a lot busier later on, but when we arrived, which was pretty early, we got there just after opening time. So this particular pub, it opened at 5 p.m., which is weird for a pub, actually. I think lots of pubs in England seem to be open in the morning and just stay open pretty much all day. It depends on the pub. But yes, opening just at 5, maybe a long time ago. I think a long time ago that was normal for pubs in the UK. But anyway, it opened at 5 and we went in and there was no one in there at all, just the two of us. And I thought that was perfectly fine. It was quiet, you know, and there was a bar member of staff working at the bar and they were always there. So I guess maybe they could hear what we were saying. I don't know. I don't know if they could understand English. We were talking in English mostly whilst being in this English-style Japanese pub. But yeah, I thought that was okay. And it didn't start getting busier until we'd been in there about an hour and a half. And then a couple came in and then one other person came in. So the most number of customers that we saw there, including ourselves, was 5 people. So hardly busy, really. Like a complete contrast from the almost all the places that I go to drink in Japan, which are usually incredibly busy and noisy. So I was really happy about this change. My wife was not so happy because she tends to prefer like an environment that's louder and busier. Just so I don't, so it's sort of like you can talk and you don't feel like people might be listening to what you're saying. You know, so many people talking that your conversation is sort of hidden in a sea of conversations, hidden in a load of conversations. But I'm quite used to that quiet type of atmosphere. And it's often that you'll find the pub very quiet, maybe in the afternoons, maybe in the mornings, and in the early evenings before they start to get very busy. And it's just, it is, it's sometimes it's a really peaceful experience. You know, sometimes there's no music playing whatsoever. You just walk in, it's just this room, it's quiet, it's nice. And so I'm used to it. So really it didn't bother me. And I was quite glad to have that change and that peace and quiet in a pub. The pub itself was, you know, it's quite nicely decorated. It had some pictures of like advertisements for different types of ale from the UK and stuff like that. There was a Union Jack flag hanging from the ceiling. There was a picture of the royal family on the fireplace that was in there. So, yeah, it was nice enough. I liked it. The one thing I wasn't too keen on, I should say that we ate there. And obviously we drank there, well, of course. But the one thing I wasn't too keen on was the choice of beer you could get. So you could get this one beer called Fuller's London Pride, I think it's called, which is really not my favorite beer. It's okay. I would give it like a 5 out of 10. But if I go to a pub and I see London Pride, then I just think, what else have they got? You know, I always skip over that one because it's not my favorite. But having said that, I enjoyed it more than I normally would if I was in England, just because it's so hard to get like real ale over here. So any kind of real ale becomes better than it normally would be, you know, like it's upgraded. So I had that and we ordered some food. I was looking at the menu and for some reason I ended up going for fish and chips again. I don't know why. That was the same thing I ordered at the last pub I was in. And normally when I go to a pub, I don't tend to order fish and chips so often. Maybe it's because it's so hard to get it over here normally. I don't know. But I ordered fish and chips and they were quite good, I would say. The fish was interesting. I thought it was very interesting because it wasn't cod and it wasn't haddock, which are the two types of fish that you would normally find when you order fish and chips. Mostly cod, but it was this particular fish. It was the meat, I don't know, fish meat was sort of a bit see-through and the skin was red. And I think it was a fish that's called tai in Japanese. I think it's called tai in Japanese. I don't know what it's called in English. Unfortunately, bream, is it? I don't know. Red bream? I might be making this up. But yeah, that's the first time I've ever had that with fish and chips. So that was pretty interesting. And to be honest, it was a good alternative, I would say. I mean, I think I prefer cod or haddock, but it wasn't bad. I quite enjoyed it. I liked the change of the different fish. The thing that was a little disappointing, to be perfectly honest, were the chips, because they were not chips, they were fries. And I've never had fish and fries before, but I have now. I mean, it's still potato, so, you know, it's okay. But yeah, there's something nicer about having that thicker chip. I don't know what it is. It just works better, I think. What else? What was I going to say? I was just about to say something. And that was it. Yeah. This happened in both of the pubs, both of the English pubs that I've been in when I've ordered fish and chips. Some, like a waiter, waitress will bring a bottle of vinegar to the table. And I thought, oh, yeah, this looks good, you know. Because this is what would happen normally. You'd put vinegar and salt on your fish and chips. But then they just bring the vinegar and that's it. There's never any salt. So this time I asked, I said, have you got any salt? And this person went away and managed to get like, it wasn't like a normal like salt shaker that you'd have for a table, like in a restaurant, like a small, delicate salt shaker. It was the one that you would use in the kitchen, you know, like quite a big chunky thing, which was fine. I don't mind. But yeah, I don't know why. Maybe for some reason, like people over here must think fish and chips, vinegar, that's great. You know, good 10 points out of 10 for that. But you can't forget the salt. For this person, after I asked for the salt, it was interesting. Actually, brought along some pepper later. And I thought, no, I don't need pepper on this. I'm quite happy. You know, salt and vinegar. That's all I need. But very nice person, very kind, and went to get the pepper just in case I needed it too. But not bad. I enjoyed it there. I liked it being quiet. I think I could have stopped there a bit longer, to be perfectly honest. But my wife wanted to try another pub, and there was one pretty nearby, and she'd been there before, but she wanted to take me there and see what it was like. So that is where we went to next, and that will probably be the topic of my next episode, because I have now reached the 10-minute mark. So let's talk about that next episode. Until then, bye-bye.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.